It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. We are the Caribbean radio show. That's right. We are the Knowledge Station. Thank you so much for joining us today. We want to take a journey down a path leading from the heavens all the way to the earth through the greatest messengers. That's right. We also want to explore, just like Dora the Explorer, all the natural resources that heal us, those tools used by both humans and through the form of jewelry. Today we bring a story detailed from a very unique healer. Her name represents a healing plant. That's right. Blue lotus. I tell you, that lotus plant, the etymology behind how unique the name itself is, takes us all the way back, man, to a place where the sister we have today will bring you the healing from home, passed on from generation to generation, something for your insides, something for your outsides, and always including the ancestors in all that she does. I present to you my sister, Lotus. Are you with us today?
Hello to the family out there in the world. What is going on?
Wonderful to have you. Where are you calling from?
I am in sunny Long Beach, California. Downtown Long Beach, by the water.
Yay. Mami Wata.
I'm calling from in front of my altar.
It is time for the altar call. So tell us, as the woman coming in from California, first of all, how are you doing out there in the midst of everything that's going on? I just did mental health check 1, 2, or 2. How are people doing in Cali? Something about being prepared at such a time like this to just celebrate what remains and stay positive. So when it comes down to just knowing the mental health check that we're good to go on that, I want to go back all the way back and learn, gal, where you get your gifts from?
I'm actually
me. Sip on that tea. No, sister, that is never dark. That is, and I live by the same principle, because every 24 hours we're given a renewal.
Yeah, the spirit is talking to you. You know, when you are at a state of rest, it is when your body heals itself. It is when you are the most humblest and spirit is able to show up and say, hey, this is what I need you to focus on. This is what I need you to pay attention to. This is who you are. This is who you were. And this is who you will be. You know, when we're in a regular, you know, in motion in our daily life, we're not paying attention to the signs, you know, and the synchronicity, the guides, and the life lessons that are constantly being put in our place, in our path. I always say that everyone that meets directly or indirectly has a jewel for you. Whether it's the person, the homeless man on the street, you know, or the grocery person that's bagging your packages in the store, you know, or the rich woman, you know, that you run into putting your stuff in the car. I don't know, you know. So, it doesn't matter the person's status. It is the spirit. Spirit recognizes spirit. You know, so all of the physical and the tangibles, they mean absolutely nothing, especially in the spirit world, you know. So, you know, we get attached to things that have nothing to do with who we are supposed to be and who we are and who we were, you know. So I'm just, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but when you are at a state of rest is when you are the most humblest to spirit, you know, or when you go through a state, go through trauma. People go through their spiritual, a lot of people go through their spiritual awakening when there's trauma involved. But why does there have to be trauma involved? Because we don't listen. We don't listen. We don't pay attention to our dreams, but we don't realize that our dreams are our reality. You know, so I have known for a very long time, since I was young, that I was different. I could draw, I could sculpt, I could paint, I could look at something and I could duplicate it. I would see something and I'm looking past the external to the internal. I'm trying to figure out, how is that working? Can I say I would take things apart so I can put them back together? I like to know how things tick, you know? And I've had, you know, as a child, I had spiritual visitation. I encountered things that I could not, you know, share with my parents because they were holy rollers. They are holy rollers. And they could not, they would not receive, you know, the information. When my mom saw me reading up, I remember she saw me reading African Woman, the Original Guardian Angel.
I read that.
So, yeah, she says, so what are you, Muslim now? And this is, and so it just, that just told me right there that, okay. You know, so when I was, I used to work at a bookstore called Everyone's Place in Baltimore, which is where I was born. I've moved around a lot because both my parents were Army, and most of my family is Army. And so I spent a lot of time in New York ever since I was little. So New York is like home to me, more so than Baltimore, if you ask me. Because I felt out of place, you know. It was, when I got to New York, it was familiar. It was familiar. I knew where I was. I knew where I was going, even as a child, you know. And so So, I've had these, I'm still learning, you know, about these gifts. And I am, it's a journey, you know. A Yoruba priest said to me, a long time ago, I was, gosh, was I maybe just, I wasn't even in college. I wasn't even in college. I was a teenager. And he said to me that my serpent had risen. And I got to tell you, at the time, I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. But I know that I was experiencing things, and he always wore white. He was very, he was calming, but he had a presence. He was calming, but he was intimidating. You know, really tall. I'm only 5'1", so he's the tall Nigerian priest. And he was very, you know, humble, very quiet, you know, said very little words, came into the store to let us know what, because it was a bookstore, a health food store, clothes, jewelry. And I loved it because I love books, you know, and I love herbs, and I love, who knew that that would be the beginning of my end, the end of my beginning, you know? And so here we are. I'm learning that I am magic. I'm learning that, you know, I connect with realms and I get messages. They're not always the best messages. And sometimes I get really great messages that I get to deliver. And I'm so humble. I'm grateful. I just want to be a vessel. My only desire, I gotta tell you, I don't give a damn about none of them. It is about spirit. Like, how dare any of us have these gifts and not fall in place? How dare you not step to the plate, step to the cipher, you know, the circle of life, among your ancestors and your brothers and your sisters, your spirit guides, your angels, and take your place. We are here to heal. We're here, you know, to teach each other and to lift each other up and, you know, to implant power and seeds of manifestations, you know. And that is like my greatest desire. That is what I want. I want, when I tell you I want nothing more so bad, I've never wanted, like, that is my focus. If it does not serve my purpose, I don't want anything to do with it. You know, and I won't be anything other than who I am, you know. For I have tried to be when I was younger, a regular person, if that makes sense. You know, I didn't think dumbing myself down, you know, because people didn't understand who I was or what I was saying. You know, I would say something, people look at me like I was crazy. And those same people are where I was years ago, that's where they are now, you know. So it's resonating with them now, you know. But I can only be me. I can only be me. And I had to forgive myself for not accepting who I was. You know, I remember being in college and I was happy. You know, daydreams and visions. And I was like, oh, that's just deja vu. It's just deja vu. And I was brushing it off. When spirit wants your attention, spirit won't get your attention. So either you fall in line, you step to the plate, or there will be a earth-shattering awakening. So, and I've gone through I wasn't trying to induce, you know, the Kundalini rising.
Down your spine? Yes, please break it down to the people that don't know.
For anyone who doesn't know, you know, what the Kundalini rising is, it's when all your chakras are open at one time. You know, when you're aligned and everything, when it's like a perfect beat. But when I tell you that, that energy, whoo, I was, from my crown to my spine, it was pulsating. Pulsating. I was in massage therapy school. And when I tell you, and I've talked to Kundalini more than once. And one time that I want to say this is what, the third time I went through Kundalini, or maybe it was the second time. My sweetheart passed away from cancer. And my spine, from the crown to my spine, was pulsating. They could feel it in school through when you still touch, when you just lay your hands just gently on the skin. They were like, wow, your spine is pulsating. And I said, I know. Thanks. Finally, somebody else, that's why I'm thanks to you. Please, I've been saying it. This thing is vibrating. I'm feeling this thing. I'm seeing this. I'm hearing this. So finally, like, I knew at an early age I was a healer. I'm a massage therapist by trade. So I've always, you know, I look at people and I see muscles, you know, I see colors, I see auras, I see where the pain is. I see where you're, you know, making adjustments, you know, because something is, your feet are killing you and you're trying to, you know, shift the pressure, you know, which is, so it's just, I love, healing is my thing. So this whole realm of herbs and candle magic and being a healer and a tarot reader, spiritual consultation, interpretation, it's my thing. It's my path. I know that it's my path. And so I'm just, I'm on the journey and I'm along for the ride. And I'm going to stop there. If that's you.
And you are amazing at what you do. You simply read my mind because I was like, well, she's going to tell the people about all these extraordinary products she offers on her Instagram. For please give everyone who's listening so far and fallen in love with you and your story your Instagram handle so that people can be able to see some of these amazing services that you just mentioned.
My website is lotuslifecreations.com and my Instagram is lotuslifecreations. That is lotus like the flower, life, just like you spell it, L-I-F-E, Lima, India, Foxtrot, Echo, for all my military people, boor. I'm also Army Vet.
That's right.
And creations with an F, Lotus Life Creations, all one word. Yes. That is who I am. Yes. You'll find me there.
Fine gal. I must tell you now, one day you will know she find my husband for me. So ladies, gentlemen, you want her husband? You better call Lotus. She is the truth. Now, you know, I want to just share this. When it comes down to your jewelry, man, I'm saying designers need to have this on the runway. It truly looks healing, the aesthetic. But for people who are not familiar, let me tell you why certain jewelry is so vital to your health. When I was in high school, there was this lady and her grandmother was about to get a surgery. And the doctor noticed she had been wearing, I think it was lapis lazuli. And they altered you know, say, hey, just don't wear that particular gem for a week. And she opted out of the surgery. So at a really young age, I understood that, hey, everything dies, goes back to the earth, but there are some healing qualities that come back, whether it's in the form of a diamond, an amethyst. So when I see your work that you have there, tell us what that's been like as far as bringing your artistry to personalized jewelry.
So, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And a lot of people who are, when you have a path of being a healer, you yourself have to go. It's a prerequisite, you know. How do you help someone else heal if you don't know how to heal yourself? And it started at an early age. My life was filled with trauma.
When you're
child and you're going through, you know, the trauma, there's so much that kids can't say, or there's so much that they don't say, you know. And so I spoke through my art. I spoke through my art, you know. And I have this book, and it asks me a question. It's something that you write in every day. And it says, tell me something that you love. What's the one thing? I love art. It is like the purest, it's the purest thing. Art and music, it's so pure. It requires no words. There's so much to say with art. A painter, a sculptor. So many things. You know, however I felt, I began to sculpt. I would draw, I would write. You know, I poured my pain. I turned my pain into my passion. I used it and I transmuted that energy and I made it my fuel.
I should.
And here we are today. And I have pop-up shop on Sunday. I'm getting ready for. And I can't wait. I've been, as you probably see, you see some things on my altar. This is some Florida wood. I'm adding some herbs in here. I'll be adding herbs in here. But this is an orchid, a dried orchid. So orchid is really good with, when you're doing spell work and candle magic. So that's why you see these things on my own side. I haven't added the herbs, but I'm going to do that. They've been sitting on here for a few days. The pop-up shop is on Sunday, downtown Long Beach. Juan Apparel. You know what? California and these names. I have to tell you the story about how California is so weird. I love the, after being in D.C. and being federal police, after the military, all of that spiritual sinkhole that I was surrounded by, oh my gosh. I wanted the farthest place from D.C. I'm so sorry. I am not sorry. D.C. is so toxic. So toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Please, don't go there. Don't go to move. It's okay to visit. You will go for 5-6 minutes and then you jump right back on the thing. You have to go. So many people told me how they got stuck. You know, they get stuck. Mm-hmm. And I understand it. You know? And it's attack on our people. Because it's chocolate city, you know, yeah. But our network. But pop-up shop, Juan Apparel, down at the beach, it's going to be, and you know what, it's so, 3 is my spiritual number, and I'm doing it with 2 others.
Yes.
3. Ow.
Wow.
Ow.
I thank you so much, Lotus, for coming. May the spirit of the 3 goddesses be blessed this weekend at the pop-up shop. Make sure you come out and support. Go onto her website, and I tell you what, there is something there for everyone. And ladies, gentlemen, in all areas, know that the ancestors are using people like Lotus. Get you a husband like me. God, Lotus can have you married in 30 days. Yes. Come back to the next show. Yes. Go ahead and book with her right now. Go to her Instagram. Go to her website. Book today.
Oh, if you want to schedule a reading with me, my link tree, go to the link tree in the bio. My link is there. Check me on booked in. I am here for your needs. Just know when you schedule with you gonna get this work.
That's okay? Right.
I will not tell you what you want to hear. I will tell you what Spirit says. You will take it up with the ancestors and not me.
Girl got me over here changing a whole religion. I'm telling you. I'm just telling you guys. Stay tuned. For everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Freedom Friday. Until next time, limitless blessings to you and yours. Dubai bye, boo.